You may recall that we assumed for the initial physical distancing period that it would reduce contacts by about 50%, and for the stay-at-home order, a reduction of contacts by 80%. As we're sort of going through the process, we're realizing we have more infection than this assumption in contact reduction accommodates. So what we're realizing, the actual and most likely reduction in contact is lower than what we had assumed, 38% instead of 50% for the initial physical distancing period, and 60%, about 60%, not 80%, for the stay-at-home order.